This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
PC and B Scott in for John and Reg in the Loop. Happy New Year, everybody. One more hour of us. And then we get to do things like go home and watch college football and eat and enjoy the fact that the Houston Astros have gone and made a big splash on New Year's Day. Happy New Year to all Astros fans everywhere.
How much better do you feel about the Astros' place in the overall American League landscape, starting with the AL West and then the American League at large?
I feel like if they don't get buried by injuries like last year, they win the division. I feel like if Yordan doesn't miss 100 games last year, they win the division. And they didn't make the playoffs by a tiebreaker. Like, they had the same number of wins as Tigers. They just lost the tiebreaker. If Yordan plays 100 games, do you think they win 4 more games? 5 more games?
Yeah, I would say probably. Also, you know, and I don't think Yordan's going to miss 100 games again.
But
we are at the point, and it's speaking to your please baby Jesus response there, we are to the point to where we have to be legitimately concerned about Yordan's health, his availability, and how reliable he is exactly. We know how great he is. Greatest, probably the best left-handed hitter in the American League when he's healthy. But if he's not healthy, and he hasn't been quite a bit, then that's going to be an obvious problem.
Yeah, and we also need the Astros not to do dumb things like play Yordan Alvarez with a broken hand for a month before realizing, oh, he's hurt. We probably shouldn't play him. And then try to get him back in the cage with a broken hand that you never took an x-ray of because, well, I don't know, you're stupid. I don't quite know how a team that is as analytically forward-thinking and has the ability to maximize player performance the way the Astros do can be so absolutely inept when it comes to injuries, when it comes to rehabilitation, when it comes to return to play procedures, how they can be so freaking terrible at it. Because it's not like, hey, this is something that's new. This is something that has plagued them now through 3 administrations.
Yeah.
This was under Luno, this was under Click, and it's very much been under Dana Brown. It hasn't mattered who the GM is. They have these issues. They need to get it right. But a returning Yordan, a full season of Carlos Correa, who definitely appears to be rejuvenated, A, being in Houston, and B, being at third base. You hope to get a better season from a healthier Jose Altuve. You hope to see improvement in some of the young players like Cam Smith, Zach Cole. You certainly hope to see the improvement continue in guys like Jeremy Peña, and if he's still here, Isak Paredes.
Yeah.
If he's still here, you hope you see second half Christian Walker. He of the 799 OPS and not first half Christian Walker. He of the bad oblique and can't swing a bat. So there is optimism where there is certainly questions, but there is at least optimism offensively. And hence why I think that with the addition of Ime and the addition of Burrows, the signing of Weiss, bringing in a guy like Nate Pearson, who was a former high pick, that maybe a change of scenery will do him good.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
They may now have the ability to trade from some of this major league starting pitching depth to go get a thumper bat for the outfield. Ideally, who would play left field?
Yeah.
And improve the offense now that you've improved the pitching. I also, I know bullpen is something that Dana Brown has talked about. I would like to see them get another quality bullpen arm, a seventh inning type guy, because I think you have to be at least wary of the idea that Josh Hader had a sprained shoulder capsule. So not a full tear, but certainly did damage to his shoulder capsule. And now you must be prepared that if something goes sideways for him again, we saw when Hader got hurt last year, that was kind of the nail in the coffin. The Astros could no longer overcome the plethora of injuries because they no longer had that lockdown back end of the bullpen, which essentially was Bennett Sousa, Brian Abreu, Josh Hader. Hader went down, and then like not even 2 weeks later, Sousa went down, and the bullpen became Brian Abreu and dudes.
Yeah.
I think they need one more quality setup type arm in the bullpen.
Do you think that Nate Pearson could be that? That, like, when you talk about the change of scenery, a former high pick, that's somebody that I'm kind of looking at. I'm honestly not sure exactly what to expect from Nate Pearson at all. Like, I know he's on the team. I don't know where he fits. I don't know what his role is. I've got no idea. But in terms of pedigree and potential, I feel like that's a spot. And this could be a little bit of hopium as well of just like, hey, you need a guy. This sounds like it could be a guy, but that's something that I'm watching that I've got an eye out for. Is could Nate Pearson be your seventh inning guy? If and that again is if Josh Hader is healthy, and then you've got seven in Pearson, eight in Abreu, and nine in Hader. That's like the hope for me, but I again don't know what to expect from him.
No, and that's a find out question, yeah. Right? Pearson does have relieving experience at the major league level. last season, he only threw 14 and two-thirds innings, and his numbers are awful. The year before, well, for the first half of the year, he was in Toronto and he wasn't very good. In the second half of the year, he was with the Cubs and he was very good. I don't know what he will look like. And it's another guy that once they get him in the lab, you know, can you then maximize his stuff? Can you maximize his repertoire? Yeah. Can you make him a more effective pitcher? And yeah, he is a guy who maybe could be in the bullpen. I don't know if he can be a seventh inning guy, but he's going to get the chance to show it at the very least. And worst case scenario, he's a multi-inning reliever, long reliever, spot starter type. You know, super worst case scenario. He's, you know, not on the team, but a guy that let's see. They now have enough depth where there will be competition for jobs. I would still like to see them get a little more proven guy for the seventh inning, because I think you have to hedge against the idea of Josh Hader injury.
Yeah.
You pay him too much money to not have a backup plan. And while it's great that Abreu can be your backup closer, well, who's the backup Abreu that they don't have?
Yeah. And didn't have it last year, clearly.
And that's why, you know, when you consider the guy who was closest to that was Bennett Sousa, and as soon as he got the job, he got hurt. And that's a guy who, you know, came back from the nerve. Well, I'm forgetting the what it's called, but the where they had to move the nerve in his arm, a thoracic outlet surgery.
Okay, yeah,
he came back from thoracic outlet surgery the year before, and then, you know, wound up with the injury again at the end of the year. So you're not sure about his ability to stay healthy. I think getting one more proven setup type guy is important for that pen. And again, if you have depth and some of these guys have to go to AAA, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
If you have depth and you can now make a deal from some of that depth, that's a good problem to have, because they do need another bat. The projections that I saw for home runs for the Astros, the only guy projected to hit 30 homers is Jordan. There is a power vacuum.
Not even Christian Walker or Isak Paredes.
No, both of those guys were not at 30. They weren't even at 29. And look, when they lost Georgie now almost 6 years ago, you lost a lot of power. They never replaced it.
Certainly not in center field.
When they lost Correa, last year was the first time Jeremy Peña hit for the power of Carlos Correa in his prime. The first time. Can he do it again?
It does seem like he's found something, right? We've graduated from the just throw Jeremy Peña a slider and he won't know what to do with it.
And he'll wave at it.
Yeah, we've passed that point between, you know, we talked about pitch selection or more so the, you know, at-bats, quality at-bats. He's someone that's done a better job at taking pitches, and also between that and his batting stance, has been a much improved hitter, Jeremy Peña, to his credit.
He has now realized and executed the idea of being more selective, finding pitches to drive, and then driving them.
Right.
They did not replace the power of Kyle Tucker. A lot of power they lost. Christian Walker, who was essentially brought in to replace the power of Alex Bregman, well, he replaced the power, but he didn't replace the average or the on base or the walks. And
it took forever to get there.
He struck out 100 times more than Bregman did last season. He struck out a career high 177 times. Now, even if he cuts down on the whiffs, Bregman struck out like 71 times last year. Bregman's not a big strikeout.
Yeah, he doesn't
guy.
Strike out.
So you replaced him with a high strikeout, lower average, lower on base guy. So it's been negative, 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 and finally maybe Peña's about a wash with what Correa was during his prime. And that's not to speak of, well, Alex Bregman's no longer here. So there has been a decline in power on this team, and I think that become evident when the fact that Christian Walker's leading your team in home runs, but he has 27 homers, and you play in a park that right-handed hitters should smash homers in.
Right.
So there is definitely something to the idea of what can you do to increase the power. Now, can Cam Smith be better than he was last year? Maybe. Can Zach Cole hit this season the way he hit last season with the amount of power that he generated, you know, with his new swing? Maybe. I don't know, but maybe, right? There's a chance. You'd like one of those outfield positions to be, that guy's going to get me at least 26 homers. And they don't have that guy right now.
Yeah, and all of that that you mentioned that they lost, not to mention specific to last year and then whatever year you want to use for the Jordan point, you lost all that power, plus your main power guy in Jordan is spotty at best when it comes to health. And, you know, last year, penciling him in for or pencil him out for 100 games. So all of that together does equate to and make it make sense for you to be the struggling offensive team that you were, the Astros were last year.
Right, and the Astros have waffled. Now, they've done a full 180 on Jordan Alvarez because early in the offseason, it was Jordan's going to get some more time in the field. But most recently, it's Jordan's going to see a lot more time at DH because we want to keep him healthy, and he's going to see less time in the field. Well, if we think about it, you look at all Jordan's injuries. None of them have come in the field.
Yeah.
He gets hurt at the plate. He has a freak accident stepping on home plate, which, you know what? Thank God he didn't, like, just completely shatter his ankle and like, lower tibia and whatnot, because
it certainly looked like he did at the moment.
His foot was sideways.
Yeah.
And that's a 250-pound dude whose ankle is completely sideways. That's never a good look. But the hand injuries, that's the plate. The knee injuries, they weren't from running. They were just because, you know, he had knee injuries.
He even survived that collision with Pena a couple of years ago. You remember that? Where they collide, Pena's going to the outfield.
I think Pena survived that more than Jordan.
Well, I'm just saying, both of those, I would say, probably your most solidly built dudes on the team. You don't want them colliding with either.
And credit to, you know, to JP. I remember when he was first coming up from Sugar Land. And that year, he had missed the first half of the year with injury. And when he came back, he had a full body transformation.
Oh, yeah.
Where he went from, and that guy's in good shape too. That dude is jacked.
Dude, I was in the clubhouse for spring training 2020. This is right before COVID shuts down the world. This is right as we're getting all of the signs still and stuff and all of that. I'm in the clubhouse in West Palm Beach. This is before we really know who Jeremy Pena is. Certainly before I knew who he was. Saw the guy walk in the clubhouse with his shirt off, and I'm like, I'm thinking he's in the wrong place. I'm like, who's this guy? That's not a baseball player. Because everybody else with their shirt off just looks like a regular guy. Slightly bigger than everybody else, but looks like regular dudes. Dude was built like an Adonis. So, yeah, I can vouch for that for sure. Haven't seen it firsthand.
All right, coming up next, you know, it's week 18. The Texans still need a win. Let's take a look at it coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.